Sports Talk on 702 for the curious.
Right, I've got Laura Beth Eckler Harris.
Good evening,
quite a mouthful.
It is. You can call me LB.
LB, all right. I'm going to take that. You're the founder of Tritanium in studio. You're in studio with me, and you're the founder of Tritanium. Welcome to the show. It's so good to have you on Sports Talk.
Thank you, Buckley, and thank you to your listeners.
What on earth is Tritanium?
Buckley, Tritanium is a first of its kind globally, which I'm very proud to say. Mm. And it is a multi-discipline, multi-stage, multi-day event. So traditionally, your endurance events are either a multi-discipline, such as a swim, bike, run, as in a triathlon, which takes place on one day.
Yes.
Or you have a single-discipline event, such as a mountain bike race, that lands up being a stage race. That, for example, the Cape Epic or something like that, where it happens over 3 or 4 days. But nowhere has there ever been an event that culminates all these disciplines together over multiple days. Now, endurance athletes will tell you, when you race for more than one day, you have to train for that. The endurance of racing for over 2 or 3 days takes its toll on the body, and then also incorporating different disciplines.
Yes.
Basically, we're trying to find the ultimate endurance athlete.
Jeez, and this event, the Tritanium, is happening on the 1st of November to the 3rd.
That's correct.
You know, you speak of combining the different events, and for instance, you did the Ironman this year.
Yes, I did.
If you were to do the Ironman and then do a second day of, say, the Ironman, and then a third day of, say, the Ironman, how do you even prepare for that? And as a race organizer, do you have to make it shorter to make it more, you know, to make the athletes able to handle it a bit better?
Yes, Buckley, that's correct. So for Tritanium, what we've done is we've taken two disciplines per day. So the concept is around cycling. We've taken both the mountain bike and road cycling. The running, we've taken trail running.
So you're taking disciplines, same disciplines, but different.
But across.
Okay.
Across the purposes. Road running and trail running, inland swim and a sea swim.
Wow.
And what we've done is we've created day one is a mountain bike transition into a trail run. Day two is an inland swim transitioning into a road ride. And then day three is a sea swim into a road run. So there is a culmination of all of them.
Mm.
And the way I've structured it is obviously the hero entry is all six disciplines over 3 days. But what we've done is we've created it in a way that there's something for everyone, and we've allowed it that you could enter either just one of the days.
Yeah.
So, for example, day one, you could do the mountain bike and trail run, and you could then enter either just day two or day three. And again, what we've done is we've allowed you to enter just the cycle category. So you'd participate in the mountain bike leg of day one and then the road ride on day two. And the essence of it is to make the athletes step out of their comfort zone. So whilst you may not be ready for the Tritanium, we want to build you up to that. And so an in-house motto is there's something for everyone, but everything for someone.
Mm.
So there's six different entry options available to the athletes.
Okay. And so if I am, as I am now, decide I'm going to go and try the
Tritanium. Excellent.
Just you know, theoretically speaking. So if I am and I decide to sign on, and I'm a pure novice, maybe I run 3Ks twice a week, whatever the case might be, what would you suggest? And can I theoretically do it?
I would suggest for this November, theoretically, no.
No,
I would suggest we start training and we train you up for next year.
Yes.
So I'm going to take that as a commitment, okay?
And what are the distances?
So the day one mountain bike is 65 kilometers and the trail run is 18 kilometers.
Yes.
Then day two, the inland swim is 1,600 meters, which is a mile, followed by an 80-kilometer road ride. I'm very proud of the road ride. It is in a beautiful part at the back, Sharkers Kraal area, back of Ballito. It really is exquisite.
Mm.
And then day three is an 1,800-meter sea swim off Addington Beach, another beautiful part of our country, and then a fast and flat run from Addington Beach up to Umhlanga, where we finish off at the Umhlanga Pier, and one of our
How long
sponsors.
Is that run?
20 Ks.
Okay.
It's fast. It's nice. It's a nice way to end off the 3 days.
20 Ks ends off my life. Yes. I would die. I probably would.
We've got some great athletes participating.
Yes.
And some really fabulous ambassadors. Sela Otswe is one of our ambassadors. His nickname is Seal. He's a military man that's very kindly come on board as one of our ambassadors. We've got Stuart Marais, Lucy Zelenkova, who herself is an ex-Olympian and also a triathlete coach. Mm. And Terence Parkin, who is also a very well-known swimmer and multidiscipline athlete.
And what would an entry cost you?
For the full 3 days, it's just over 4,500 rand, and that includes all 6 stages. I'm also very proud to announce that we've secured road closure for the road ride on day 2, which I think is important. You know, Buchle, very often race organizers are quick to put on a race and not necessarily take the safety of the athletes at heart.
Yeah.
And I think road closure with cycling is very important. Because we need to ensure that we don't have vehicles impeding the flow of the cyclists.
Yes.
So we've really gone about it in a full professional manner.
And in terms of the support that you'd like to see, and if can I just go and stand next to the road and watch?
The support would be we take off from down at Sugar Rush Park in Ballito, and there is a supporters' village there where people are welcome to come and support our athletes. The road closure on the road route impedes, you can't access via vehicle because we've obviously got road closure there, but along the run routes, definitely. Mm. And Sugar Rush Park is also a lovely destination for families. It's always important to make sure that the athletes, families, and supporters are happy. If you've got a happy family, you've got a happy athlete.
Yes.
So we selected the venue, being cognizant of what the families want. So there's lots for the kids and partners and spouses to do while the athletes are out riding the awesome trails and routes that we've put together for them. So yes, there is a great supporters atmosphere.
And for the locals, they can just
absolutely come just out come out and enjoy the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So the race is on the 1st of November. Will I be able to keep an eye on it? The event begins, yeah?
Yeah, we start on the 1st of November, Friday the 1st of November to Sunday the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us on Facebook. We'll be doing highlights on there, as well as on our website, which is www.tritanium.co.za. We'll be doing updates and follow us on the social media.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming into studio. I actually want to find out, how long ago did this idea even come to life?
So it's been a process. Buchle, I had the idea about 18 months ago.
Okay.
Post-training rides and runs, there's always the banter between the athletes, invariably the guys, trying to say who's the better, stronger athlete. You know, triathletes think they're gods, and mountain bikers think they're tougher and ride better.
Yeah.
And there was always this banter between the two saying who was stronger, who was better. And I thought, let's put our money where our mouth is and put down the gauntlet, as it were. So, yeah.
And
so it's been 18 months in the making.
And it's finally here. It's finally coming to life. You're just a couple of weeks away.
Yes.
Just less than 4 weeks away from making this a reality.
Yes.
Must be stressed.
It's around the corner. I'm excited is what I'm really excited for this. It's our inaugural event. We are aiming to have 2 events in the series next year and for Tritanium to become a series of events, not only locally, but eventually the idea is to take it global.
Oh, we hope that's the case. Thank you so much for coming to studio, Laura Beth Eckler-Harris.
Thank you very much, Buchle.
It's a pleasure having you in studio. And next year, I might just take you up on that challenge.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Please do.